Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Waiting. You do it at grocery stores, in traffic, and at the doctor's office. But what if you could skip the wait altogether? Introducing TrustCare Plus, a healthcare membership that makes feeling better even faster. Skip the waiting room and enjoy priority access at any TrustCare clinic. Sick kid? Text your care crew day or night. Get discounts on prescriptions and so much more. Wait no more. Feeling better just got a whole lot faster. Join TrustCare Plus today. Plans start from just $15 a month. Learn more at TrustCareHealth.com/plus.
Record on my count. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2. Roll A, fade up on A.
Southern Miss to the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
All right, it's Friday, and this is going to be a good one. Glad you're with us on the Super Talk Eagle Hour. Bob Getty from the Southern Bancorp Studio here in Hattiesburg. Opening segment of the show sponsored, as it is every day, by Dickey's Barbecue Kit Pit. A great place to cater your next event, a great place to have dinner with your family tonight, or if you're like me, and all your family's coming in for the weekend, it is a great place to go pick up some delicious barbecue and feed everyone while they're at your house. We appreciate everything that Dickey's does for the Eagle Hour and, of course, for Southern Miss Athletics. Later in the show, we're going to go down to New Orleans, talk a little NFL football. But right now, and I'm happy to say this, I haven't had him with me on the show in some time, my good friend and sports information director at Southern Miss, Jack Duggan. And, Jack, good to hear from you, and I've been looking forward to this conversation today.
You too, Bob. Guess where I'm sitting today?
Now, where are you?
As we speak.
You're at the Peak.
I'm overlooking Pete Taylor Park, sitting in my normal spot in the press box, getting ready for 1:30 scrimmage.
How good does that feel, Jack?
Feels pretty good. We're 2 weeks away, so 2 weeks from today. And I tell you what, Bob, if the weather is like that 2 weeks from today, it's going to be a gorgeous, gorgeous day.
Oh, man, we I'm going to make a prediction, though, Jack. I'm going to predict we're going to have some of those campfire nights before the warm weather gets here, where you look out at the roost and you see all the campfires and you're wearing a heavy jacket and you're enjoying baseball. That's when you know that it's back, right?
That's exactly right. We're looking forward to it. It's a new era in Southern Miss baseball, and just chomping at the bit to get forward to get here.
No question. Well, I'm glad you're with me. We're going to certainly talk a lot about baseball, but first I wanted to get your thoughts. We were both at the basketball game last night. The ladies beat Louisiana 55-48. They were 27-37 from the free throw line, and they out rebounded the Lady Cajuns by 18 boards. But Jack, you made a great comment before we went on the air. That was kind of like old school basketball. I'm happily to say I'm an old school guy, and boy, that was a gritty defensive fight last night between the ladies, wasn't it?
It really was. It was a fun game. I mean, they were getting after each other. They were hitting each other hard underneath the glass, and every shot, it seemed like last night, was contested.
Right.
And it was a nice atmosphere. It was National Women and Girls Day, and we recognized all of our female athletic sports last night too. So we had a great crowd at Reed Green Coliseum, and they were treated to a really good ball game last night.
Well, you knew when Louisiana was coming here. I mean, you know what to expect when they come on campus, right?
Oh, there's no doubt. I mean, it doesn't matter what sport. I mean, it's definitely turning into a pretty good rivalry between the two schools, and it's nice. It's nice seeing us. When we play Louisiana, we play a South Alabama, we play a Troy, you know, it just seems like there's a little bit extra when our kids take the floor. And so that's good. You like to see that.
Hey, look, when you've beaten South Alabama and Louisiana back-to-back, that's a pretty good stretch for any of our athletic teams, right?
Well, it really is. And I tell you, she's gotten Coach McNellis has gotten them playing really well, and they've been really fun to watch. I mean, I know Dominic Davis has been a little bit banged up, and but she continues to fight through and play hard. And you know, Lady Eagles have one of the best inside players in the league in Malia Grayson, you know, you see those other supporting cast members that just kind of come in each night, and they're fun. They're fun to watch. They just they come out. They just play basketball the right way, hard right way, and you know, it's a fun 2 hours when you get a chance to do that.
I thoroughly enjoyed the game last night. You know, Jack, Joy Lee in her 20th year, and of course she has established her own legend. But I know that Saturday they're going to be honoring the Sweet 16 team that I think Kay James was the coach of. I bet you, Jack, there's some fans that don't realize the Lady Eagles made it to the Sweet 16 of the NCAAs.
Oh yeah, I mean we've had our women's program is I mean historically is a very good program. I mean we have gone to the NCAA tournament, you know, many times. Mm-hmm. In our program's history, and you know, you go back, and you know, I always go back to sort of my first or my starting point for me is Shirley Hill, someone who I got a chance to learn under, work with, and then supervise in sports information. She was a former Lady Eagles. Then turned assistant coach / assistant SID, and then was the assistant SID here for the longest time, and you know, your first female in the M Club Hall of Fame. So, you know, she's where I start when I think of our Lady Eagle history, and Shirley just unbelievable player that she was, but you know, you look, Joy Lee, she was a great player as well.
Yeah.
You know, Portland McCaskill, Brandy Reed. We've had great players over the years, and the program has really had a long and illustrious run. They really have.
No question. And we'll conclude with that after this. But and in the backdrop of this season is Coach McNellis, you know, struggling with cancer. But what an example she has made for these kids on this team of perseverance and never giving up and fighting through adversity, Jack.
Oh, no doubt. And she's just, you just marvel at everything that she's been able to do. And you know, it hasn't been easy,
No.
You know, you got to give her credit. I mean, she's each and every day, she's busting her tail for her players and, you know, trying to get her program to win games, and you know, with what she's got going on, I mean, you got to tip your cap to her. I mean, it's just amazing, you know, the things that her and her staff have been able to do, in some difficult times, really.
Right.
But she doesn't let it affect her. She keeps going after it, and you know, you can't help but have the utmost respect for her and everything that she's done.
And I've been around that basketball team covering them, and there is no question how much those kids love her. And
there's no doubt. They have rallied by our side this year. So it's, you know, I tell you what, it's, you know, for me, you know, basketball is that time between the end of football season and the start of baseball, and you know, I get 2 months. I get to enjoy watching them play and watching them grow. Not only the Lady Eagles, but you know, Jay Ladner's team as well, and
right.
You know, seeing them progress as the year goes on. And I tell you, it's a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun spending your winter watching some quality basketball. You know, not only, you know, at Reed Green Coliseum, but seeing those guys on the road, and you know how tough it is to play on the road,
right.
Bob. And,
right.
Just, you know, each and every day, it's fun. It's fun to see those kids mature, grow up, and become better, not only better basketball players, but better humans as well.
Congrats to those girls last night. That was exciting.
Oh, no doubt.
All right, we will talk baseball the next segment. I've got just a minute, but I want to get you, before we take the break, I want to get your comments on Frank Gore Jr.'s performance in the East-West Shrine Bowl and named MVP. That's pretty good, Jack.
It's wonderful. I mean, yeah, I saw it. I did not get to see the game last night, but I saw his big run for that, I think, 49-yard touchdown run early in the game, and then he had another long run. I think he finished with 6 carries for 87 yards and a touchdown. And like you said, he was named MVP. And, yeah, just a credit to our program. And I don't think anybody's surprised that has watched him play the last 4 years here, you know, in the Pine Belt. They know what Frank can do. And, you know, hopefully that'll help, you know, his chances as he moves toward the next level. You know, he is going to get a chance to participate in the combine, I think, end of this month, start of next month. So we couldn't be prouder of Frank and everything that he does. He's such a wonderful ambassador for our university.
No question. We're talking to Jack Duggan, the old left-hander, sports information director for University of Southern Mississippi. Go talk a little baseball when we come back. Quick reminder, the official auto dealer of the Eagle Hour is Genesis of Hattiesburg. Genesis sedans and SUVs are the finest luxury vehicles on the road today, and coming soon, the all-new Genesis Showroom on Highway 98 West in Hattiesburg. You can hear the Super Talk Eagle Hour podcast whenever you like. Apple, Audible, Spotify, Stitcher, TuneIn. Or you can just tell Alexa to play the Super Talk Eagle Hour. More with Jack Duggan, other side of this short 3-minute break.
You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour. The Eagle Hour. Southern Miss to the top.
Hey, welcome back. Campus Bookmart, campusbookmart.net, the sponsor of this segment of our program every day. Miss Kathleen, we talk about her all the time because we love the lady, and we think you will too when you meet her. She is dedicated to Campus Bookmart and campusbookmart.net, and they put out the best selection of Southern Miss apparel anywhere. Give them a visit on Hardy Street or at Campus Bookmart. .net. Talking to our buddy Jack Duggan, sports information director. All right, Jack. Let's get to something you and I really enjoy having conversations about. That's Southern Miss baseball, and we are 14 days away. We have a lot of new faces on the team. We have some familiar kids coming back, and even though there's a new head coach, it's largely the same coaching staff in a sense. And so there's a mixture of new and old. You're out there now. You play baseball at Southern Miss. Just first, your general impression of things 2 weeks out. What is the vibe you pick up, Jack?
I think it's a vibe of confidence. I think it's a vibe of a team that basically is half new. I mean, you're talking 20 or 21 new players, and there doesn't seem to be a lot of new versus old. There's a great mesh between the older players and the newer players. And I think that, honestly, Bob, I think that happened right away. It didn't take long for those guys to kind of mesh together a little bit. And, you know, now they just continue to kind of focus to get ready on opening day. We've got to replace, 6 starters? Position player starters.
Yeah, I think that's
and you're
right.
You're going to see a lot of new faces. That first weekend, the Marist weekend, I would suggest buy you a $1 game program so you can look and see who some of the new guys are. But I really feel that after that first weekend, you're going to figure out who the new guys are pretty quickly, and this team is going to find success just like it has, you know, over the last 7 8 years, or 9 years, you know, or 7 years since we've started our regional run back in 2016.
Yeah, no question. The last 2 years have just been magical.
They really have. I mean, if 5 years ago, you'd say, hey, you know, Golden Eagles would host, you know, two super regionals. You know, what would you? I mean, you'd say that would be fantastic, and we certainly did that. And I don't know. I don't understand why we couldn't do it again this year. Certainly we haven't been highly rated in the early going with any of the preseason polls. But you know, quite frankly, who cares? I mean,
right.
It doesn't matter now. It matters. You know, I just get this feeling we're going to do what we normally do is. We get to about mid to late March, early April, and then you'll see us jump up in the polls and make that patented Gold Eagle run like we're used to. And I think, you know, come late May, early June, you're gonna see us playing again in the postseason.
I agree completely. You know, expectations are what they are, and every coach I've ever talked to out there, they like for there to be great expectations. You know, we've reached a point too, Jack, for teams like this opening team coming here. The team from Indiana State, I believe, is coming here as a super regional team. But, you know, when they come in here, this is a big deal to come in here and play this two-time defending regional champion, back-to-back regional champions. And you're always going to get the best shot of everybody you play, right? It's going to be a little extra juice for them when they're here playing the Golden Eagles.
There's no doubt. I mean, you come in and there's 5,000 people, sitting in the bleachers or out in the roost, and how does that not get that blood pumping? That competitive juice is flowing.
Yeah.
I mean, if it doesn't, then you don't need to be on the field.
Correct.
Because I remember my playing days going, you know, tough places to play, and how much you look forward to it. And it's fun. I'd rather play in a hard environment than one that has no environment. That's certainly the case. And I think teams will tell you this is, you know, a lot of teams will tell you that this is one of their favorite places to come play.
Yeah.
Just because I think, you know, our athletic staff, we understand you know what it takes. To put a good product, not only on the field, but, you know, from a game management or game broadcast standpoint, you know, every little piece we take great care in, and we try to make it a great experience for everybody that comes in this gate, not only fans, but players and, visiting administrators and that sort of thing. We want this to be a special place. We work very hard for it to be that. And we want to keep growing that. So
special place. That's the perfect description. And I say that from the bottom of my heart. That to me is one of the most special places I can ever go. I mean, to be there on a Friday night, to be there on a Saturday afternoon, watching kids running around with gloves on and Southern Miss hats, and you know, and watch the fans giving jazz to the visiting bullpen. I mean, Jack, it just doesn't get any better, man. I mean, it's really special.
It really does. Well, look on Sunday. Look on Sundays at the ballpark where the kids run the bases, and all the parents and brothers and sisters, and just they kind of work their way onto the field, and how our players and our coaches, you know, respond to that, and how it's such a welcoming environment. And I know, to me, you know, it gets tough. Like if you're a guy trying to arrange interviews for players and coaches after a game when there's, you know, 300 people on the field, it could be a little tough. But again, there's something special about that too. And you don't get that every place. And we're fortunate enough that we're at that point. I remember when I was a freshman, Bob, 1986. I mean, Pete Taylor Park wasn't what Pete Taylor Park is now. I mean, there was no roost then.
Right.
We had two or three sets of bleachers. The press box was a two-story cinder block building, which was probably 6 by 6 feet. You know, we've come a long way. You know, since that 86 team, We've only had one losing season over that time. It's 36 out of the last 37 years, something like that. Mm-hmm. You know, and that's a credit. That's a credit to Hill Denson. That's a credit to the late Corky Palmer. That's a credit to Scott Barry, and it's a credit to everyone that's played for them. And it's also a credit to all the fans that have come and bought into Southern Miss baseball and enjoy their time coming out here and watching us play.
And we play with anybody. Just look over the last couple of years, just off the top of my head, postseason wins over, and you can correct me, anybody I overlook, but wins over Auburn, Florida State, Ole Miss, LSU. I mean, you know, those are some of the blue blood programs of college baseball, and our kids stand there, go toe-to-toe with them anytime they play them, Jack.
Yeah, it would be Florida State, Ole Miss.
In the same day.
Back-to-back games for a chance to play Ole Miss again in the 21 regional final.
Right.
So, right. I mean, it's – I mean, Bob, it you know, this is a special program. You know, I could talk about that all day. I mean, till people get sick of it, but it is. And you know, we've got something special here, and we absolutely love it.
Completely, totally, absolutely. All right, we got about a minute and a half left. You know, it all starts, and you know this, you pitched in college. It starts with the pitching. It ends with the pitching many times. And
yeah.
I think we have the best pitching coach we could possibly have. Your thoughts in the last minute we have about the depth of our pitching staff, it appears to me to be very, very deep.
Yeah, it does. I think we probably have 12 to 15 arms that we could probably use this season. I think we'll have a lot more pieces to our arsenal than say we did a year ago. And maybe we're close to what we had in 2022. And hey, the 2022 season, Bob, that staff elite, 746 strikeouts.
It was unbelievable.
For that team school record. I think we had 154 walks. We were second in the country in strikeout to walk ratio. So it was, I tell you, if you saw that 22 pitching staff, it was absolutely phenomenal.
Yeah, there's no question. Well, Jack, man, you could sit down with a Diet Coke and a big jar of peanut M&Ms and talk about baseball the rest of the day, could we not?
I definitely could. Well, if you get bored, come on out. Scrimmage is getting ready to get started.
Go.
So we're going to have a nice afternoon here at Pete Taylor Park.
Always a pleasure, my friend. I enjoy talking to you. Thanks,
Jack. Same here, Bob. You take care. Thanks for having me.
All right, man. Jack Duggan, everybody. Sports Information Director. How to get chill bumps talking about Golden Eagle baseball, huh? I can't wait. We'll be right back.
Southern Miss to the top.
To the top.
You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
Hey, welcome back. I want to thank Jack Duggan for that great conversation, first half of the program. This segment sponsored by 4th Street Bar and Grill. You can catch all the basketball games this weekend right there in the shadow of the rock. Get some good food. Hang out with some of your Southern Miss buddies as well. It's always available and always fun. 4th Street Bar and Grill. I want to say hello to Mo Bay Beignet Company. Be a great weekend to get a delicious plate of beignets. 2902 Hardy Street in Hattiesburg. Visit their Facebook page and go enjoy fresh beignets at Mo Bay Beignet on Hardy Street in Hattiesburg. Patrick McGee from NOLA.com joins us every Friday. This is no exception. Always glad to have Patrick on the show. Before we get to sports talk, the important question, how's Blue? Is he good and everything good in Blue's world?
He's good. He's getting ready to bark at parade goers for the next 2 weeks. Mardi Gras parade start up tonight. uptown. So, and he's not a fan. He hates all the jingle jangle of beads walking down the street.
Do they come right down where you live, Patrick?
Yeah, well, I live in what they call the box, which means I'm kind of blocked in whenever the parades start uptown. Uh-huh. So, they, you know, people in my neighborhoods, they go to the parades. But I'm like three to three and a half blocks from the route itself on St. Charles.
I gotcha. That's fun times in New Orleans, isn't it?
Yeah. We'll see. We're going to go out tonight because the weather looks a little iffy for Saturday and Sunday. So we'll see what we can get into tonight.
All right. Well, good. I hope you have a good time. All right. Let's talk football. New Orleans Saints. You tell me that the Saints are doing some stuff that indicates a continued commitment to Derek Carr as the quarterback.
Yeah, we Luke Johnson and Matt Parrish are both in Mobile this week with the Senior Bowl, and they've been talking to league sources, and all indications point towards the Saints restructuring Derek Carr's contract, which would save the team money against the cap, but also in the same process would likely put the Saints in a position where they're you know, essentially committing to Derek Carr as their starting quarterback for the next two seasons. The original contract with Carr kind of had 2 years locked in with the Saints, so basically you're going from 2 years to 3 years as Derek Carr is your starting quarterback. And for a lot of Saints fans, they're not exactly thrilled with that idea. They want to see the team have flexibility to move on and insert a young quarterback. And this isn't going to stop them from, say, drafting a young quarterback, but they would still have a significant amount of money and commitment put into Derek Carr through the next two seasons.
I don't think it's fair to put all the blame for a disappointing year on Derek Carr. I mean, he didn't have a lot of protection some games.
No, and it's slightly cliche when you talk about, you know, oh, he was banged up, but he was. I mean, he took some really brutal hits, and he just wasn't quite himself coming out of that Green Bay game when he got hurt, and the Saints were up 17-0, and he gets hurt, and the team just falls apart. When you know, if Derek Carr is on the field for the entire season, I mean, it's, you know, if he didn't have to leave for injuries here or there, or, you know, or concussion protocol, the Saints are in the playoffs. Mm-hmm. So with Derek Carr on the field, the Saints are a playoff team. So there is that to be said. And this is, you know, Derek Carr, it was not great at times of the season. He had two or three games that were fairly bad. But overall, he was good and better than what you would say is the average quarterback in the NFL, especially if you look at the statistics and the way he closed out the season. They were very close to getting in the playoffs or, you know, the last 3 years, they just keep coming up just short. And it's just one game away for the Saints this season. If Carr's on the field and fairly healthy next season, you think the Saints are back in a chance to maybe play for a wild card bid.
Yeah, before we know it, it'll be draft time. How do the Saints set up this year when it comes to the draft, Patrick?
You know, I think offensive line will be one area that they try to address, whether it's at left tackle or, you know, Ryan Ramczyk there at right tackle. He's been around for a little bit, and he's had some injuries kind of get to him. If they could really kind of draft a true tackle, somebody that can help him out on either side and maybe another guy to provide depth on the inside, I think that makes a lot of sense. But really across the board, you know, I think they're pretty in good shape in the secondary with young talent. But whether it's linebacker, defensive line, offensive line, I would think they're going to go in there probably looking for the best available talent.
Right. One thing that's kind of surprised me following the NFL this time of the year is that all the coaching carousel is ended now. And here's Bill Belichick from the Patriots, 6 Super Bowls under his belt, winning as coach right now in the NFL. He gets no job offer. What do you make of that?
Well, what I said to you on air is, you know, sometimes if there's not a right fit for a guy, it's not going to happen. And that's part of the problem here is that Belichick didn't really just have a team that he could step in where they have established players at key positions, and the Falcons really need a quarterback. So, all you got to do is look what the Patriots looked like the last two seasons without an established quarterback. They were not good. Mm-hmm. And you know, Belichick's a good coach. I expect him to be a head coach in the NFL again, but there probably just weren't any jobs that really made sense for him or the teams themselves. So Belichick, he's, you know, I think the right job where he goes in and there's really the pieces are, you know, already for the most part in place, I think he can still get teams to the postseason. But I think there's probably an assumption around the league that the offensive game is kind of passed him by. You know, the coordinator, you know, situation really hasn't worked out. They haven't really been dynamic since Tom Brady left. So it's just there's a lot of probably GMs and owners who look at Belichick and like, yeah, he can put a good defense on the field, but does he really know what it takes to be a good offensive team these days?
Right. Well, Belichick's not looking for a job because he needs the money, or he needs to prove that he's a good coach. But I wonder this, Patrick. I think it's human nature to look at that entire situation and say, yeah, look at this now. Tom Brady leaves New England and they collapse. Brady goes to Tampa Bay. They win the Super Bowl. The secret all these years was not Bill Belichick. It was Tom Brady. Now, do you think that's in his head, and do you think he wants to prove people wrong, or do you think he probably doesn't care what they think?
Well, I don't doubt that he thinks about it, because I'm sure there's, you know, all he has. He's not a guy that browses media and sees what people are saying, but he knows people are saying that, you know? Uh-huh. So it's there. He knows it's going to follow him a little bit, unless he can kind of change that story with another job.
Yeah, and you think that may have something to do with the fact that he doesn't want to hang it up at, I think he's 72 or 73 years old.
Yeah, and that last season in New England was awful.
Yeah.
The one game I watched there is against the Saints, and the Saints just absolutely demolished them. The Patriots did not look like an NFL team on the offensive side especially.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, they were a very bad team this year.
Well, of course, not going to happen to me, but if I had his money at his age, the only – job I'd have is checking my crab traps every day from my beach house somewhere.
Yeah, no joke.
That's exactly how I'd do. So Frank Gore Jr. wins the MVP of the East-West Shrine Game, and of course now he's going to the NFL Combine. We know mm-hmm. about his family history, and we know what he did here, but he's not a really big guy. What are your thoughts about Frank Gore Jr. as a National Football League running back?
You know, he's really one of those players throughout his career where he's a really good player, but you just don't know what, you know, how good he's going to be until the next level, until you just throw him out there. You know, there's guys, you know, throughout that have come up through college or whatever, and say, oh, he's too small, or he doesn't quite have, you know, the speed or whatever. But, you know, Jerry Rice wasn't the fastest guy on the field.
Yeah.
Or the biggest guy on the field. There's a lot of guys that have come. I mean, Walter Payton was a beast, but he really wasn't that big of a guy at running back, you know? Mm-hmm. Some guys just kind of play above their size and really just, you know, can compete and just have a lot of things that make up for their inadequacies. And I'm beginning to think that Frank Gore Jr. might be that type of player. You know, he's surprisingly quick, surprisingly fast. He doesn't look it, but I mean, he just really sees the gaps and goes to it. And he's just a smart football player. He's going to, you know, have to get a little bigger, a little stronger, and get better, maybe in back blocking, the passing game, some other things. But I think he's going to get a chance. I think he'll at least be on practice roster, say, next season.
I could see him, too, maybe being a special teams player, you know, maybe a punt returner for a team,
and a
third down back, perhaps, you know?
Yeah. He's bigger than Dave Meggett, but I kind of look at him and think of a Dave Meggett-type guy. Meggett's probably slightly faster, but they're not that different.
Yeah, we're going to talk to you again before the Super Bowl. I think you nailed it last week. I think you predicted the exact two teams, did you not, that we're going to play?
I believe so.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to go against the Chiefs right now. They just know how to win in these situations.
It really is, isn't it?
And they're just not – the mistakes they were making in the worst part of the season, you have to think the Chiefs are the favorite, I think.
Yeah. Real quickly, about 30 seconds left, your thoughts about the decision in the Detroit game by their head coach to go for it twice on fourth down, and then they end up losing a game by 3 points.
Yeah, I was tuned in whenever they went for it. I guess it was relatively early there in the third quarter, and I thought it was a mistake. You know, I didn't – they were in field goal position. It would have been a reasonable field goal, and momentum was squarely on the side of of San Francisco at that point. So he's been an aggressive coach, and he probably felt like he needs to stick to what he'd been doing all season, but – you know, that was, you know, you move on or lose, your season's over with.
Yeah.
And to me, you have to make better choices in games like that.
Yeah, I think it's different when you're playing in the NFC Championship game than when you're playing in the third week of the season.
Right, exactly.
Right. All right, Patrick, you and Blue have a good time at Mardi Gras tonight, brother, and we'll talk to you before the Super Bowl.
All right, thanks, Bob.
Patrick McGee, everybody, NOLA.com. Great, great friend of ours, and been with us since the first week the show was on the air. We'll be right back.
Eagle Hour, Southern Miss to the top.
Hey, glad you've been able to spend the last hour with us. Want to thank Patrick McGee from NOLA.com and Jack Duggan, who's sitting out at the Pete as we speak, for joining me in this hour. I thought great conversations, and certainly always enjoy my conversations with those guys. This segment of the show is sponsored by DBAT. DBAT is located on Hardy Street right here in Hattiesburg, and it is a state-of-the-art facility for softball and baseball training. Luke Reynolds runs the place. They've got batting cages, all sorts of improvement programs to make the children in your house that play baseball and softball the very best they can be. And, of course, they train college athletes, high school athletes, recreational athletes. Check them out. DBAT, Hardy Street in Hattiesburg. Appreciate them. Town & Country Cleaners is Hattiesburg's most trusted dry cleaners. They're family-owned and operated since 1983, and they offer services like steam pressing, shirt laundry, bulky bedding, minor alterations, and, of course, dry cleaning. You can visit Town & Country Cleaners at their convenient location across from USM on Hardy Street. You can call them at 601-264-4920. They are a landmark in Hattiesburg, Town & Country Cleaners. Yesterday, the Southern Miss Athletic Department announced creation of what they're calling a home field ticket return program for the 2024 Golden Eagle baseball season. Now, this allows season ticket holders the option of returning their unused tickets in exchange for earning priority points. The purpose is to allow fans to return unused seats back to the ticket office, which enables other Eagle Club members that maybe didn't get tickets the experience of Southern Miss baseball. When you return your tickets to the program, you'll receive a non-monetary membership point credit. The ticket office will then resell any available tickets to Eagle Club members and use those funds to further the baseball program. We're going to get somebody on from the school to explain this in a little more detail to us next weekend, exactly what the non-monetary benefits are for you. But you can go on the southernmiss.com website and get a little more information for yourself. And again, we'll bring somebody on next week to give us all a clear explanation of what it is they're doing. All right, men's basketball back in action tomorrow. They're going to be down in southwest Texas taking on Texas State. On paper, appears to be a very winnable game. Texas State is 2-8 and 8-14. They did win their last game, but again, having a bad year. Golden Eagles 6-4 in the league. They're just three games out now with eight games left to play. They're 12-10 overall, playing with a lot of injuries. We don't have any indication of whether or not Victor Hart will be back, but you can catch that game tomorrow afternoon. I think Kelly told me it's at 4:15 p.m. our time, Southern Miss and Texas State, ESPN+. The ladies are at home. They're going to be hosting a really tough Troy team. Troy's 9-1, 12-8 on the year. Southern Miss is 4-6, 11-9 on the season. And Southern Miss will celebrate Senior Day against Troy. They knocked off Louisiana Monroe last night. And so Southern Miss, anyway, be playing Troy, celebrating Senior Day. And, you know, the last time they played, they fell to the Trojans 77-70. This could be a great day tomorrow, too, because tip-off is at 2 o'clock. And the Lady Eagles will be welcoming back over 30 members of Lady Eagle alumni and holding a special celebration for the 30th anniversary of the 1993-1994 Sweet 16 women's team. Made it to the final 16 in the NCAA tournament in 93-94. Many of those players are going to be back. In total, we're expecting about 30 former members of Lady Eagle basketball to be at Reed Green tomorrow, and we hope that there'll be a nice crowd to greet them. They certainly are a big part of Southern Miss women's basketball history, and we think that it's going to be a really good day. I want to get back for just a moment to the situation, not situation, but the performance last night of Frank Gore Jr. in the East-West Shrine Bowl, who comes out as the offensive player of the game, 86 yards, had a touchdown. Really going to help him a lot, I think, as he tries to establish a career in the NFL. The former Golden Eagle, just to remind you, had four seasons here. He left third in career rushing yards in USM football history. He rushed for 2,937 yards, 19 touchdowns. This is remarkable. He threw for 313 yards and seven touchdowns as well, of course, running out of the Wildcat formation. Well, what's next? Frank Gore will be at the 2024 NFL Combine. He has been invited there, which is a really good step. That'll be at the Lucas Oil Stadium in Indianapolis, February 29th through March 3rd. That will all air on the NFL Network, so you'll have another opportunity to see Frank Gore in action as he tries to show his wares for the scouts in the National Football League. Hey, I want to thank Southern Bancorp Studios. They host our studio broadcast each and every day. Great, great guys. We're going to be having some of them over with us on the 16th when we do a two-hour show. Also, of course, Dickie's Barbecue, Campus Bookmart, 4th Street Bar and Grill, D-Bad, Genesis of Hattiesburg, Town and Country Cleaners, Mo Bay Beignet, just to mention a few. And we have a number of other wonderful sponsors that we're very, very grateful for their support of our show. Remember, you can hear the Eagle Hour podcast anytime you like on Apple, Audible, Spotify, Stitcher, TuneIn, or you can simply tell Alexa to play the Super Talk Eagle Hour. Hey, sincerely, I thank you for tuning into the show each and every day. Really do appreciate it. Really enjoy your comments and enjoy talking to you at ball games, etc. Please keep it up. We love having you. We'll be back Monday at 1 o'clock. Until then, Southern Miss to the top.
Time keeps on slipping, slipping, slipping into the future.
Waiting. You do it at grocery stores, in traffic, and at the doctor's office. But what if you could skip the wait altogether? Introducing TrustCare Plus, a healthcare membership that makes feeling better even faster. Skip the waiting room and enjoy priority access at any TrustCare clinic. Sick kid? Text your care crew day or night. Get discounts on prescriptions and so much more. Wait no more. Feeling better just got a whole lot faster. Join TrustCare Plus today. Plans start from just $15 a month. Learn more at TrustCareHealth.com/plus.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.